Now, Liz Gerber.
Hi, everybody. So I am teaching the Applied Policy Seminar 578 and the Project Skills Workshop 778 next semester. The Applied Policy Seminar is an opportunity to work on a supervised consulting project with a real-world client and a group of your classmates. I see a number of people who are currently in the APS right now. Can you guys raise your hands? So if anybody has questions about sort of, sort of the details of what goes on in some of these projects, feel free to ask your colleagues. The way I like to think about it is it's a great opportunity to learn a lot of things that you begin to learn in class and then can really develop and dig deep into over the course of a semester. You're working with a real client who has a real problem. There's real value added to what you do. I know that this is only a secondary consideration for many of you, but employers love this experience. At least four of the students that have done the Applied Policy Seminar with me have actually been hired by the clients that they worked for. And I know that lots of folks have come back and said in their interviews they were able to talk about the projects that they did in the Applied Policy Seminar, and it really gave them a tangible topic and set of skills and experiences to discuss. So I'm sure that's not why you want to take the class, because it's a great learning experience, but it's also not bad for putting on your resume and talking about. So for next semester, I have five projects confirmed and then three others that we're still kind of working through the details, but that I think are highly likely to come to fruition. The ones we have confirmed are one with a private sector profit sector consulting firm called Huron Consulting. They do education consulting. And they're interested in a group of students evaluating changing trends in global higher education and the public policy implications for U.S. institutions. This is a repeat. We've done a project with them before, and it was such a great experience. They came back and asked if they could sponsor another project. And it's a really fun group, and you learn what it's like to be a for-profit consultant. The second is with an organization called Direct Relief International. This is also a repeat. Here the task is to conduct GIS analysis of access to healthcare and health resources in the Lake Victoria Basin region of Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. So for those of you who have GIS skills, this would be a great opportunity to apply them in a real policy context. The third is a nonprofit in the Detroit area called Forgotten Harvest. They're a food rescue organization. They're interested in having some help in developing a strategy to change societal norms regarding the wasting of surplus food. So not as much their operation strategy, but more a broader strategy of how do you work to change public attitudes about important policy issues. The fourth is with a group called Safer Pest Control Project. This is a legislative advocacy organization, and they are interested in support for their legislative advocacy efforts to secure more stringent reporting requirements for the use of pesticides and other toxic chemicals. So there's sort of a public health and an environmental policy and an advocacy aspect to that project. The fifth is with the Michigan Municipal League. It's the city's league in Michigan, and they're interested in a report that summarizes the different revenue sources that each of the 50 states use to fund local government, and then compare Michigan. I won't tell you what the topics of the others are, because I've got the red light or the red sign, but likely to do a project with Governor Snyder's office, City of Detroit, and the Government Accountability Office. If you're interested in more information about the projects, come and talk to me. The skills workshop, you need to register simultaneously. Other people are also invited to take the skills workshop. We look at stuff like project management, collaboration, consulting, library research. It's a great class to get some extra skills that you need in your work, but you don't necessarily get in the classroom. Email me if you have any questions. See y'all later.